Brian Lehrer on WNYC. A verdict has been reached in the case of ex-Rutgers student Darun Ravi, accused of spying on his roommate with a webcam, the roommate who later committed suicide. That verdict is coming in right now. We'll have it in just a few seconds. Bias intimidation is a hate crime and carries a 10-year sentence. This case hinged on whether Ravi did what he did because he was hateful and biased against Tyler Clemente because he was gay, or whether he did those things just because he was an immature college kid who was insensitive for sure, but hateful maybe not. There's also a 5-year sentence for invasion of privacy that's possible. So that verdict has been reached. The jury is returning it right now. We will have it for you probably in a matter of seconds. And in the meantime, moms, do you feel the pressure to push your sons away at some point that so many mothers feel? Do you treat your daughter differently? Men, were you close with your mom? Are you still? And how do you think that relationship affected you either way? New York Times contributor Kate Stone Lombardi has written a provocative new book called The Mama's Boy Myth: Why Keeping Our Sons Close Makes Them Stronger. She joins me now. Kate, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And forgive me in advance for the interruption that's going to come shortly to give the Ravi verdict, because we've been covering that case so closely. But what is a mama's boy? What's the fear? What's the perceived danger?
Well, I think the myth is that if we keep our sons close, they will inevitably turn into these weak-willed, dependent boys, and they will never be mature, and they'll never grow up to stand on their own. And in fact, the opposite is true. It turns out that if you keep your son close to you, he grows up to be quite independent and strong.
You're right that it's not surprising at all to people that you're very close with your daughter, but that your closeness with your son feels like a taboo. You say in your Wall Street Journal article this week, "I'm tired of making excuses for our closeness, and I'm not alone." Where do you think that reaction from other people comes from?
I think that in general, well, it's really two things. One, moms tend not to talk about how close they are to their sons. And they do it because there's really no they don't do it because there's no image of a close mother-son relationship out there that's not negative. Everything that we see, not just in books, but in movies, in commercials, shows this kind of stereotypical dominating, controlling mom and the wussy son. So nobody wants to talk about how close they really are because you don't want to be slapped with that label. And I also think there's, that Freud and his Oedipus complex has cast a pretty astonishingly long shadow into 2012.
So mothers who are close with your sons, call us up, 212-433-WNYC. Do you feel that there is a taboo in your closeness with your son? Sons who are close with your mothers, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Do you have to hide the closeness of your relationship because you're afraid somebody's going to call you a mama's boy? My guest book is called The Mama's Boy Myth: Why Keeping Our Sons Close Makes Them Stronger, 212-433-9692. And you make the case that if sons are close with their mothers, chances are they're well-behaved, doing well in school, generally more well-adjusted than their male counterparts who are not close with their mothers. Is there really evidence of that?
Yeah, there really is. I was surprised when I started doing the research, which showed that at every stage of the game, being close to your mom really benefits a boy. It starts when they're little babies. Those who have a really firm attachment to their moms go on to have less behavioral problems. Those who are a little more insecurely bonded with their moms have more aggression, more destructive behavior. Really interesting work coming out of the State University of Arizona that looked at middle school boys. And that work made a connection first between how close a boy is to his mom and how he views being a man. It turns out that if you're closer to your mom, you have a little less rigid definition of masculinity. You don't necessarily believe that, you know, you have to tough it out or be autonomous or fight back. Those boys, in turn, had less anxiety and less depression. And the newest research shows actually that they're getting better grades, too.
Juliana in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. And by the way, Kate, our lines lit up on this.
Oh,
all
good.
10 of our phone lines immediately, pow, and we asked for those moms who are close to their sons and sons who are close to their moms. So, Juliana, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, hi. This is my take on it. Americans go to North Americans go towards the women's family. So in a marriage, they go towards the women's family. And basically, cut ties with the husband's family. But everywhere else in the world, almost, it goes towards the sons, like Korea and Arabia and India. We're unique.
Do you get what she's saying?
I do, and I think things are actually changing in this country a lot. I think there is a generation of moms who are pushing back against this idea that you can't hold your son close. And so many moms I talk to would say something along the lines of, well, you need to understand I'm particularly close to my son, or I'm especially close to my son, woman after woman, and the sons too, saying, well, what my mom and I have is very special. So there's actually, I think, kind of a quiet underground revolution going on, so that I think that this generation of guys growing up are going to be close to their sons. And I don't think we're going to have to buy into that old Irish proverb of a daughter is a daughter all her life and a son is a son till he takes a wife. I don't think that's going to keep holding true.
Catherine in Chelsea, you're on WNYC. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I'm calling. I have four children, and my eldest son is 14. And growing up, he was very sensitive, and I got a lot of comments from in-laws and friends. Don't coddle him, push him out, force him to be more independent when he needed support and communication and love. And as a 14-year-old, he now receives the most amazing feedback from society. He's doing well in school. He's at LaGuardia. He's creative. He's he has made many friends. He speaks to grown-ups in a way that they say, he's only 14? And he comes to me.
And you think it's because of the closeness?
I think so, because he trusts me, and he comes to me and says, you know, this is what's happening at school, and I'm wondering what you think about it. And we can talk about it, and he can then go on to make his own choice. And I feel sad when I see friends who've said to their kids, oh, stop crying. Third graders don't cry. Guess what? Grown men cry if they're allowed.
Yes, Catherine, thank you. And you set out in the book, Kate, to debunk the idea that sensitivity and empathy are not healthy male traits. This is not a new discussion. But you also reinforce the idea that mothers are the ones to instill those traits in their sons. And I wonder if that's an old stereotype. I certainly think that I'm helping to instill sensitivity and empathy along with my wife in our sons. So what makes you think mothers know how to do that? Or is that really what you're arguing? I mean, and fathers don't. Or is that really what you're arguing?
I think in general, at this point in time, women have been a little more socialized to do it than men have. That's not to say that men can't do it or shouldn't do it. It's great when both parents are modeling that kind of emotional intelligence. And yeah, you know, I think it's one of the most important things that we can give to our sons, the ability to recognize their feelings and talk about them.
Are you saying that fathers' positive roles in their sons' lives are different and specific to something that you can put in words?
I think that, you know, parenting is not a zero-sum game. A boy or, you know, a daughter or a son benefits, you know, greatly from a relationship with both his dad and his mom or her. But I think that dads and moms do tend to bring something a little bit different to each kid. And what I've found is that boys tend to go to their moms much more over emotional issues, things that they're trying to work out with their friends as they get older, issues over girlfriends. They tend to go to their dads a little more for action-oriented things.
Daniel in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you're the son of a single mother, I understand.
I am. And my father, I didn't grow up with him very much because I actually immigrated from Russia. So my father was still in Russia when we moved over. But I think that, first of all, my mother being around definitely, just being the single mother, definitely had her taking on somewhat of a fatherly role. And I think in a certain way, I still ended up, you know, still interested in sports. I absolutely love football. I love baseball, just like supposedly any boy should. But, I mean, having my mother around definitely kind of made me better when it comes to, interacting with, I guess, the opposite of sex. So I think most of my friends are actually on the female side. And a crazy enough story is that my fiance and I were getting married in 2 months, and she has six bridesmaids, and I have to get six groomsmen. But of those six groomsmen, I was thinking, like, who are going to be my best friends? And three of them are actually going to be girls. So that's going to be something interesting to work out. But I definitely think my mother having such a major influence on my life as I grew up kind of was the result of that. But I've always still had like those interests as a boy, like, again, in baseball and in football.
Right. And it's such an interesting balance. Daniel, thank you. And we're going to run out of time in a minute as we're going to go to the Ravi verdict story. But there are so many more single mothers in America today than there ever were in the country's history before. How do you think that's affecting the dynamic that you write about in your book?
Well, I think single moms get the kind of pressure that partnered moms get, but on steroids. They get so much pressure to withdraw from their sons so they don't somehow compromise their son's masculinity. They should absolutely push back. I mean, think about it logically. If a mother pulls back from her son and she's a single parent, where does that leave the boy? He needs her emotional support more, as much or more than any boy.
You have an event coming up in New York. Do I have that right? Sorry, I thought I was going to plug an event of yours, and I don't see it in front of me.
That's okay. You can just plug the book. That's fine.
Which is The Mama's Boy Myth, Why Keeping Our Sons Close Makes Them Stronger. It's by Kate Stone Lombardi. Thank you very much for starting this conversation.
Thank you for having me.